101 WIXX Green Bay Fox Cities presents Talkin' Football with the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrivee. Now your hosts for Talkin' Football, Murphy, Katie, and Nick on 101 WIXX.
From the 14 on 3rd and 7, Rodgers in the shotgun. Green Bay 9th in the league, 48% conversions on 3rd downs. Snap to Rodgers, quick throw. Right side, got his man, Devontae Adams for the end zone. 14-yard touchdown pass on a quick slant to Devontae Adams, and the Packers on the board first.
Wayne, that was a little more like it yesterday in the first half, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked like 2014 midseason form, didn't it? I mean, the Packers scored on their first five possessions, four touchdowns, scored 31 first-half points. Kind of stuff we saw in the middle of the 2014 campaign.
And then they settled in, Wayne, and it got interesting. But at the same time, that the defense of Detroit is no laughing matter. They came out strong. And it was funny in the pregame when you talked to Coach and he said, we expect to come out fast. We made some adjustments last night, which would have been then Saturday, looking back on it. And then his words were that they need to finish strong. He got half of it right. They came out gangbusters. But that Detroit defense is nothing to sneeze at.
No, they've got some good players on that defense, especially up front. They're very active, smart pass rushers. They get their hands on a lot of passes, and yet I thought the Packers neutralized them yesterday. And I thought the thing that was impressive about Green Bay is I thought on both sides of the ball, the Packers played with more speed. They were more sudden in what they were doing out there, even on the defensive side. And I know we're lamenting the defense a little bit for the second half, but let's be honest, when that game was really hanging in the balance, the defense was pretty good.
Absolutely. And not to mention how many guys were missing on that defense yesterday. So
yeah, five guys, who are in the rotation. I mean, Dayton Jones is not technically a starter, but he really could be. And, you're missing guys in all three levels of that defense, starting with the LaTroy guy on up front, Clay Matthews in the second level, Morgan Burnett, Sam Shields in that third level. I mean, that's a lot of people to be missing. That defense was very young, especially on the back end.
Is that Demaryius Randall's primary issue right now? Everybody wants an answer for what happened to Demaryius Randall. Is it a little more complicated than just a bad week or confidence or whatever you want to put your finger on?
Yeah, Nick, it's football, so it's never as easy as we'd like it to be, these things. The reasoning behind things and why they're happening. The thing on Demaryius, I don't get the impression that he lacks confidence at all. And matter of fact, he'll get beat on one play and come back and break up the next play. And, the play he made in the first half on the interception, they ruled it an interception that could have easily called it a fumble. I mean, that shows you he had gotten beat earlier in the half and he came back, makes a play like that. That shows me a player that has the mental toughness to be at that position on the corner there. Now, the thing about Demaryius, okay, he is, without Sam Shields out there, he becomes the number one cornerback, and he draws the tough assignments. And, and he's just in his second year. We all forget about the fact this guy's just a second-year player.
We watched the schedule come out, Wayne, and I think everybody went, oh, man, week four bye? Thank God it's a week four bye.
Yeah, absolutely, to get some people healed up on that defense especially and make this run as we get into the mid-portion of the season. And, Nick, what will help the Packers also is you have this game, then you've got a Sunday night game against the Giants, then a third, the Cowboys come in, and following that you get a Thursday night game with the Bears. Now, when you look at the Thursday night games, they're kind of like we've been calling them mini buys. So there will be a break in there for the Packers. But, now, obviously, getting this break out of the way early, get some people healed up, and hopefully can make that big midseason push.
A couple of surprising guys that we're going to see. Dak Prescott for the Cowboys, pretty good quarterback. Carson Wentz for the Eagles, pretty good quarterback. Kind of a surprise in that regard, isn't it?
I mean, shocking to me, when you look at the expectations for those two players going into training camp especially. I mean, Wentz, they figured would eventually be the starter in Philadelphia, but it was probably going to be Bradford for this year. And they were going to try to bring Wentz along slowly. And then the deal came up with Minnesota, and all of a sudden Carson Wentz is the starter. And by God, he's ready. And same for Dak Prescott. I mean, Tony Romo goes down at a preseason game. And, okay, now they got to play this Dak Prescott. Who's he? And, he was outstanding, I thought, last night.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Hey, somebody else who's really turning up and having a great year. How about Nick Perry? Well, he's taken it to a whole new level this year, hasn't he?
And, Murph, we saw that at the end of last year. And don't forget his performance in the playoffs. He had 2.5 sacks, he had 3.5 sacks in the playoffs last year, 3.5 during the regular season. And this year, just off to a tremendous start. He is physical, holds the point of attack against the run But he's more and more becoming a factor on the pass rush, and that's just bodes so well for the Packers.
7:19, we're talking football with Wayne Larrabee on WIXX. Quick timeout, more Wayne coming up on IXX.
Now back to Murphy, Nick, and Katie. It's Talkin' Football with Wayne Larrabee on 101 WIXX.
Packers now facing second down, less than 2 yards to go. Lacy the long back and the handoff to Eddie. Off the left side, breaks through. He's to the 50. Barnstorming his way, spinning to the far sidelines. Across the 45, outside of the numbers. Brought down far sideline. 43-yard line. And ladies and gentlemen, there is your dagger. A 10-yard run by Eddie Lacy.
Nice to see Eddie Lacy get unchecked yesterday also, Wayne, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, 11 carries, 61 yards in the second half of that game, Murph. I thought he ran the ball well throughout. You know, hey, listen, I have no idea what his weight is, but I know his conditioning's better this year. Had a 25-yard run as well. This is a subtle key to the Packers' offense. Eddie Lacy, an effective runner.
Speaking of conditioning, Wayne, you brought it up in the last segment about kind of the preseason nature that is the NFL right now. Do you feel like the collective bargaining agreement, the way that they prepare now, is so different that it does take 3-4 games for these guys to get into that 60-minute conditioning, I guess is the right word for it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're asking a lot of these athletes, because of the collective bargaining agreement, they don't do any hitting or hardly any hitting at all during training camp. They do some, but not a lot, not full tackle. Then you get to the preseason games, and, you know, hey, there's risk-reward to playing your veterans, playing your starters. But especially on offense, you need to play some, and that's really hard to do. And the Packers, their veterans didn't play a whole lot because of the fact that, you know, the risk-reward of injury, that type of thing. Mike McCarthy got the big people, the linebackers, the front seven defensively, the offensive line on the field quite a bit during, and he ran the football a lot during training camp in preseason games. But all these teams across the league, this is not indigenous to Green Bay. Nobody plays their starters as much as they used to in preseason games because the risk is just too much. You lose a starter in a preseason game, and it can be devastating. You can't replace that guy. So consequently, what you see this first month of the season, and this is why it's so crazy, and Katie was mentioning during the break, well, trying to pick these games is just about impossible.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to get, and it takes about a month for this to ferret out to where the guys are finally in, let's go, 4 quarters of football. They may have played a total of 2 quarters or three, or in Rodgers' case, 2 series in the preseason. Now you put them out week one, ask them to play 4 quarters, full-out football, something they haven't done since last year, basically, and that's hard to do.
If it was up to you, Wayne, would you see the starters play a little bit more in the preseason? Should Aaron Rodgers have a little more series action under his belt before the season starts?
You know, my theory is that I think you've got to get the people inside the trenches. You've got to get them the kind of contact that people are hitting every single day. But I think in terms of offense, what I think is that your perimeter people, you can work on that during practice. It's not quite the same as game speed, but if you don't want to risk your wide receiver and maybe your quarterback to injury as much in the preseason game, you could probably back off with them. But then you have to understand that in the first week or two of the season, the timing of your offense may not be quite what you expect it to be, and that's what this is all about. This is a 4-week period here where these guys across the league are basically getting into NFL full game speed.
Yep, takes time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
All right, 7:26 at WIXX. So coming up on the bye week, what do you got planned for the big bye? Anything, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm going to London to broadcast the game out there for Westwood One.
Awesome.
What? Nice.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's a bit. It's I'm going in Thursday, coming out Monday.
So. Oh, bro.
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, so you're not going to see any sights while you're there, probably.
No, I won't even. I won't have any sightseeing at all.
Oh, you know? Boy.
Maybe I'll get a pint or two, but beyond that.
Holy wow, cow. That's like the ultimate tease. That's
yeah,
just...
right? You just look out the window at stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Well, have a great trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay, bud?
Talk to you in a couple of weeks, guys. Have all a good one.
Thank you, sir. 7:27 at WIXX. That's Talking Football with Wayne Larrabee on IXX.